Today is Saturday, the 9th of May, 2026. We appreciate you joining us as we gather to thank God for another day. Our Minute with the Master is from Psalm 37, verse number 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The psalmist this morning gives us God's formula for getting our heart's desires. Our heart's desires should not focus on money, possessions, or position, but our focus should be on those things that are eternal. Jesus instructs us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. In other words, we are to put our time and energy into building and maintaining a healthy relationship with God. That includes setting aside time daily to keep company with him. In our scripture this morning, the first thing to do to get your heart's desires is to commit your way to the Lord. Hand over your concerns, your fears, your worries, and your uneasiness to God. Take your hands off of it, and once you hand it over, don't pick it up again. The second thing to do to get your heart's desire is to trust that God knows what he is doing. Trust him to do what God does best. His specialty is resolving our impossible situations. When a situation becomes impossible for you to handle, is a good time to give it over to God in prayer. The third thing to do is to wait on God. Once you give your worries to him, stay put. That means you do not sit around counting the hours and the days, idly passing the time away. While you wait, spend your time praising God and praying to him. And finally, the way you get your heart's desires is to rest in him. How do you rest in God? Keep company with him. Appreciate him for who he is. Rejoice in his presence. Relish his word, and instead of focusing on your dilemma, stay with your daily routine. Go about your daily business. Be satisfied with whatever the day brings your way. And in the midst of your problems, spend time assisting someone who is worse off than you. Whatever kind of environment you find yourself in today, stable or unstable, secure or insecure, make the spiritual and the eternal your primary focus. When you do, Jesus promises to take care of your temporary needs. So take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Our prayer team today is Sister Cece and me. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Thank you, Sister Prince. Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Journey. We keep them lifted in prayer. The lady who requested prayer. We pray for the Lord to turn some things around on her job and with her children. For him to make his presence known and for everything to work in her favor. Gervais Johnson. We pray for the prosecutor to grant leniency to him. Maurice, we pray for the Lord to turn his health around and put him on the track to a long and productive life. We also pray strength for his caregiver. Those at a crossroad, we pray for God to speak clearly with specific guidance and for you to heed his direction. All those with little physical and emotional strength. We pray God to replenish your energy and put you on the road to feeling your best. Loved ones straddling the fence. We pray for God to restore them to himself, sensitize their hearts to his ways, and grant them a passion for his work. Everyone on the call, we pray for the Holy Spirit to order your decisions. Make your path clear, bless you abundantly, and for good things to come your way. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. And we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We pray for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and guide our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you be blessed as well as Brother Wallace. Good morning, Father. The psalmist declares this morning, you go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. We thank you, Father, first of all, for your word. We thank you, Father, for the reminder for us to seek you in all things. Father, we apologize because we have not always done so, even on yesterday. Father, we chased after some things that were not of you, some things that were worldly. We put some things and some people in front of you. And for that, we want to apologize. We ask you to search our hearts. We ask you to clean us up. We ask you, God, to make us and mold us into people who will always put you first in everything. Father, that's a tall order, but with your Holy Spirit within us, we know that we can accomplish that as we spend time in your word, as we spend time in your presence, and as we keep company with you. We thank you this morning, God, for our homes. We thank you, God, for the transportation that you have provided for each one of us. We thank you, God, because although the prices keep going up on everything, God, you keep providing for us. Although the gas prices increase every single day, God, you make a way for us to keep riding, to keep moving, and to keep doing those things that we have done in the past. We ask that you help us, God, to keep that focus on you and help us to always realize that it does not matter what goes on in this world, but what matters, God, is the fact that you are in charge of it. And if it is happening, God, you are allowing it to happen because everything that goes on has to be filtered through your hand first. So we trust you, God, with our very lives. We trust you with our pocketbooks. We trust you with our jobs, with our salaries, and with those things that we tend to think that we lack. We thank you for having everything that we need in the palm of your hand. We pray now that you help us to be better people. Help us to be people, God, who give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And help us to be people who not focus on the negative things that are happening, but help us to be people, God, who focus on your power and the fact that you, God, can change everything with just a word. And we're so grateful for that this morning. We pray for that lady this morning who needs to be strengthened. We ask you to strengthen her from the inside out. Relieve the pressure, God, that she sees at home, the demands that she experiences at work, and give her a positive outlook and give her peace beyond her understanding. For Gervasi this morning, we pray for him to be showered with your mercy from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. We pray that you carry him and his family through this season and grant them victory in the end. And we're so grateful that you get the final word in that that situation for Maurice this morning. We ask you to continue to cover him, and we pray for a miracle healing of his mind and his body so that he might get back to the work, God, that you have placed in his hands. Help him, God, not to go out like this, but help him, Father, to gain his health once again so that he will be a walking testimony of what your power can do. For those who are at a crossroad this morning, we pray that you make their spiritual ears sensitive to your voice. We pray that you lead, guide, and deliver them to where they need to be this morning. For our loved ones who are straddling the fence, and God, many of us are guilty of such, we pray that you nudge them to choose life, eternal life. We pray that you prick their hearts and infuse your presence and your character in every inch of their being. For everyone on the call this morning, for those who are physically tired, I pray that you will replenish their energy. For those, God, who are emotionally exhausted, I pray that you will uplift their spirits. For those whose hope is low, whose peace is gone, and for those, God, who just do not know which way to turn this morning, I pray that you will lift them up. For those who are stressed, depressed, and have lost their way, help them, God, as they go through the day today. I pray that you help each of us find something to be thankful for as we leave this call. Help each of us to reflect on something we're grateful for. And God, that's not hard for us as we think about your goodness and all that you've done for us. God, we can't help but cry hallelujah, because you continue to be good to us even in the midst of this volatile political climate. Lord, we pray that you allow each of us to represent you well today. Help us, God, to walk in the newness of life, and help us to lead someone to you today. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen, and thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us, and remember, may God give you the courage, confidence, and willingness to answer his call whenever and however it comes. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen. May God give you.